ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటు 6 చాప్టర్ 1 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 47. వర్తమానః అనయోః కాలః గుణ అభిజ్ఞాపకః యథా ఏవం జన్మ అనయోః ఏతత్ ధర్మ అధర్మ నిదర్శనం. వర్తమానో అన్యో కాలో గుణాభిజ్ఞాపకో యథా ఏవం జన్మమయో ఏత. ధర్మ అధర్మ నిదర్శనం. వర్తమానో అనయయో కాలో గుణాభిజ్ఞాపకో యథా ఏవం జన్మానయయోర్యేత ధర్మ అధర్మ నిదర్శనం. వర్తమానోనయః కాలో గుణాభిజ్ఞాపకో యథా ఏవం జన్మానయయోర్యేత ధర్మాధర్మ నిదర్శనం. చెంట్ వర్తమానః ద ప్రెజెంట్ అనయయోః అన్యయోః ఆఫ్ ద పాస్ట్ అండ్ ఫ్యూచర్ కాలః టైమ్ గుణ అభిజ్ఞాపకః మేకింగ్ నోన్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ యథా జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఏవం దస్ జన్మ బర్త్ అన్యయోః ఆఫ్ ద పాస్ట్ అండ్ ప్రెజెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద పాస్ట్ అండ్ ఫ్యూచర్ బర్త్ ఏతత్ దిస్ ధర్మ రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ అధర్మ ఇర్రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ నిదర్శనం ఇండికేటింగ్. Translation put forth by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Just as springtime in the present indicates the nature of the springtimes in the past and future, so this life of happiness, distress, or a mixture of both gives evidence concerning the religious and irreligious activities of one's past and future lives. Purport. Our past and future are not very difficult to understand, for time is under the contamination of the three modes of material nature. As soon as spring arrives, the usual exhibition of various types of fruits and flowers automatically becomes manifest, and therefore we may conclude that spring in the past was adorned with similar fruits and flowers and will be adorned in the future also. Our repetition of birth and death is taking place within time and according to the influence of the modes of nature. We are receiving various types of bodies and being subjected to various conditions. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It has been earlier discussed also many times. All of us in this material world, because we commit sinful activities with body, mind and words. BMW. Because we are all driving BMW. Right? With body, mind and words, we commit sinful activities. So, three Yamadutas come to take us. Many times people don't believe. There is one devotee, Vaidyanath Das. He was narrating one story. Sochi temple. I don't know where it is. Where is Sochi? Sochi temple. So one person, suddenly he came and knocked the door one day. So when he opened, there is one book in his hand. You know, that book, Ishopanishad. You know, in that Ishopanishad, there is a picture of, you know, Lord Vishnu, Anantasesh, you know, the snake and all. Right? So somehow our devotees are very merciful. Yesterday I saw Adinath who distributing books in Vandra, right? On the highway, I saw you. So somehow or other, devotees are very merciful. So they go and distribute books. So this person also somehow forced upon him. So when he came, he said, I got this book, and he is not even able to pronounce this properly, Ishopanishad and author's name and all. Something he is muttering. Then he said, recently some very wonderful thing happened in my life. I said, what? Actually, I took this book and on the road or something, I tried to read it, but so many new words and all, I could not understand. So I kept it in the shelf. Then I am a drunkard, then I am drinking alcohol. So one day I drank so much alcohol that I was just lying on the sofa, on my sofa. Then I saw there are some noises are being made. You know, I was wondering who is making this noise. You know, then he said I saw three ferocious looking people, and they were discussing about me, and they were telling what all sinful activities I have done in my past, which I also have forgotten. They were actually recounting. This person has done this, this person has done this, this person has done this. You know? Then they said, they told certain nice things also that I have done in my life. Then those people, they have decided, yes, you know, this person has committed so many sinful activities, we have to take him to hell. You know? We have to take him to hell. Then said, no. Then he started shouting, it seems. No, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Please don't take me. I said, no, you have committed so many sinful activities. We have come here only to take you. You know? Then suddenly he closed his eyes. Then he remembered that book. You know, Ishopanishad. Then immediately he remembered that Lord's picture. And then, that was not a picture, he was saying. That was not a picture. I saw the person and that snake was, you know, moving in and out, you know. And then the fire is coming out from the mouth, you know, from the snake's mouth. Then I said, what is the meaning of this? Oh, the meaning of, then he asked Yamadutas, what is the meaning of this, you know, that the snake is, you know, going to and fro and the fire is coming out. Then he said, oh, this is, that means you have to go to hell. That is the indication, you know, that's what happens in hell, you know, that you will be burnt. No, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. Then again he was meditating on the form of the Lord, on the snake and all. Then they disappeared. Yeah. Then I gave up drinking and smoking and all. Then I was reading this book and I was looking for you guys desperately. After 3 days of search, I found you. Then he kneeled down on his knees and then he begged, please let me stay here. Yeah. So it's not many people, Westerners and all, they think that there is something called near death experience. Near death experience means somebody meets with some sudden accident or something, you know, very, you know, this thing. Then that soul, you know, leaves the body. The soul leaves the body. And doctors and all, they declare, he is clinically dead. You know, clinically dead. So they try to revive and all. But the soul, you know, from outside, he is watching everything. You know, everything like that. There is one Dr. Sorbonne, he did lot of research on this near-death experience. You know, near-death experience. You know, something like that, the soul leaves the body and observes all the activities, what is happening to the body, and then the soul comes back, you know. Then he experiences. Then he narrates. You know, this is called near death experience, out of body. You know, the soul goes, and the body is not comfortable to be living for the soul. So the soul leaves the body. Our own Sachinandar Maharaj, he narrated his out of body experience. You know. So when he was a Karmi, he was actually undergoing, he was having severe stomach pain. Yeah, stomach pain. Then he went to the doctor. The doctor said, oh, you are having appendicitis, immediately you have to be operated. So they have given him anesthesia. You know, they have given him anesthesia. Then after the operation was over and all, Sachinandan Maharaj commented to the doctors that operation theater is not the place where you discuss about the goal. So the doctors were shocked because while operating they were discussing about the goal, it seems. So how do you know? Then I am observing everything what you are doing from out of, you know, the body. Like that. So there is one more incident Dr. Sorbonne only narrated. Once one person, he met with an accident on the freeway in America. He met with an accident on the freeway. So then it was a ghastly accident and they immediately rushed him to the nearby hospital. And then they operated him. Almost 2-3 days he was unconscious. You know, like that. Then after he came out, you know, came back to consciousness, he was narrating the entire thing. Then where he is, you know, you see, if you go up on the top floor, you will find old Adidas shoes. You know, in front of the building, there is a huge tree. And on those tree, there are some birds. You know, all that he was explaining. How he performed operation, surgery, everything he was explaining. You know, then because incidentally that building, because nowadays they lock the terrace, you know, because people commit suicide. So that key, only the doctor, medical superintendent of the hospital, he only is having. So doctors were surprised how he is narrating everything like that. Then they took the key and they opened the door. They found, you know, old Adidas shoes lying in the corner of the terrace and the tree and the birds and all that. You know, so our near-death experience is already explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, Ajamila, right? Because he has committed so many sinful activities, right? So there are many incidences like that. It is reported many devotees, they would see. Once I went to, sometime in 2004, there is one Mataji, she was a dress designer. So in Vrindavan I went to meet her. You know, so she was from Australia. So she was narrating that her father, when she became a devotee, her father is very much against her becoming a devotee. You know, he opposed her like anything. So then she shifted to Vrindavan and then she was married to one devotee here and all that. So one day their father became very sick and he was admitted in hospital. Yeah, he was admitted in hospital. And then immediately, when he was awake, he would become frightened. You know, he would become frightened. And then he would shout to the nurses and his relatives and all, tell them to go away, tell them to go away, tell them to go away. And the nurses and doctors and all, they were surprised. Whom he said telling, you know, tell them to go away, tell them to go away. Like that. Every day, sometime in the evening and all, he would become frightened and shout, tell them to go away, tell them to go away. Like that. They were not understanding what is happening. You know, he would become frightened and all. So then this Mataji came to know that father is very sick and all. Then she reached Australia. You know. Then when she was there, he was shouting. You know, tell them to go away, tell them to go away, tell them to go away. Then she understood what is he saying, you know, tell them to go away, tell them to go away. Then she brought sixth kind of Bhagavatam. You know? Then she showed the picture of Yamadutas. Right? Yamadutas. Are you seeing them? Yeah. You tell them to go away, tell them to go away. Right? So you tell them to go away. Like that. Then she understood, oh, Yamadutas are visiting. Right? You know, why these people are on deathbed, they become very afraid and frightened and they pass stool and urine on the bed only. You know? Why? Because before they give indication, all the Yamadutas, they come 1, 2, 3 days before and they say hi. So when they see them, they pass stool and urine. Like that. Then that Mataji, she gave him, you know, Narsingha Kavach. You know, she tied Narsingha Kavach and then she kept the picture of Narsingha Bhagwan and she taught him how to chant Narsingha prayer. You know, when he chanted, then the next day he reported that now they are not coming anymore. You know, so that is why in any Kandan, if a devotee is born, you know, his life is successful, right? That's why Srila Prabhupada said, devotees means always nice. Sometimes, you know, we hate each other. But Prabhupada says, devotee means he is a nice person. Unless somebody is nice, he can't become a devotee. Then he said, all the parents of my devotees, they are very nice people. She says, why, Srila Prabhupada? Because if they are not nice, how can they give birth to a devotee? You know? So devotees, we should not hate our parents because out of their love for us, sometimes they give us trouble when we join ISKCON. But Prabhupada said, you know, they are nice people. Otherwise, how we became devotees? Right? Like that. So, these Yamadutas, Prabhupada explained, Prabhupada's favorite pastime, you know, Ajamila, many times he would narrate, right? Because we commit sinful activities with three BMW, body, mind and words. So three Yamadutas come. But when Prabhupada was giving lecture and somebody was reading the purport, then he said, when Yamadutas came, he became very frightened. Then he chanted, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Srila Prabhupada says, no! He only chanted once, Narayana. Why are you saying he chanted three times? Right? He only chanted once, Narayana. Right? So as soon as he chanted Narayana, four Vishnudrutas came. Because Narayana. Right? So if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram, Ram. 32 Vishnu Dutas. Right? 32 Vishnu Dutas will come. Right? That is why we should always, you know, address each other, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Right? If you say hello, hello. Hello, hello means hello. Means you are reminding hell, you know. Right? Hari Bol, Hari Bol, yehi hai ultimate goal. Right? You chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The whole thing is, you know, we have to practice chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, whole day. Then, you know, we will be able to remember Krishna, you know, at the time of death. So, if you remember Krishna, then you will enter into eternity. Otherwise, if you don't enter into eternity, you will have to enter into maternity. Right? So, we should avoid like that. So, this verse, Prabhupada likes that verse, today's verse. Then, you know, once somebody asked, I think Setiji, I think he asked, what is your opinion about astrology? Astrology means Prabhupada said, then he quoted this verse. You know, they know, if you know what how spring happened, you know, last year, then you will know, same thing will happen now also. Then you will know that it might have happened previously also in the past. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada explains, he gave two lectures on this verse. So, Prabhupada explains that time is eternal. I am eternal. You know? And Krishna is eternal. But because my body is temporary, I experience past, present and future. Past, present and future. But Krishna doesn't experience past, present and future because his body, he doesn't change his body. He doesn't change his body. Like that. So we had to be, this is a world of relativity. World of relativity. So just like Brahma has past, present and future, I also have a past, present and future. But Brahma's past, present and future and mine's past, present and future not same. They are different. In the same way, ant also has past, present and future. And my past, present and future and ant's past, present and future, they are different. They are different. Right? So, but Krishna is eternal. And that is why he doesn't have past, present and future. Then Prabhupada says, that when we become connected to Krishna, you know, we will not have past, present and future. You know, past, present and future. Then he says that this is because we complain that there are many problems in life, there are many problems in life, there are many problems in the world, what to do. Then Srila Prabhupada says that because they don't have a goal in life, that is why they are facing so many problems. You know, they are facing so many problems. So our goal should be, you know, how to become connected to Krishna. You know, how to become connected to Krishna. Then he explains, Urdvam gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishtanti rajasa, jaganna guna vrittistha, adho gacchanti tamasa. So, if somebody is cultivating goodness, sattva guna, then he will go to higher planets. If somebody is cultivating rajoguna, mode of passion, he will come back here, but he is always in passion. More, more, more. I want more, I want more, I want more. You know, there is no satiation. Somebody who is in mode of passion, he is always restless. He wants more, he wants more, he wants more. Right? All these rich people, they want more and more money. You know, 10,000 crores, 20,000 crores. You know, 50,000 crores, 1 lakh crores. No. How much money you can enjoy, you know, at any time? At one time, how much money you can enjoy? Right? All these politicians, they have so much money stacked in Swiss bank. What they are, you know, you can't enjoy. That is why those who are in mode of passion, they are always restless. You know, like that. Those who are in mode of goodness, they are always distressed. You know, sleeping, like that. So they go down to lower planetary systems or animal species of life, like that. Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness, please note this. Prabhupada says, the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to make people happy. You know, not that we want followers, this, that. Purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to make people happy. Then he says, it is the duty of everybody to teach people how to cultivate mode of goodness so that they will be happy. And then he says that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are big prime minister, finance minister, they had so much money. And Raghunath Das Goswami, his father is so rich. But they all given up for what? Just to teach people, how to become Krishna conscious. How to become happy in this world. So this Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada says, is for high class, highly intelligent people. Then he says that only fortunate people can become Krishna conscious, right? Then Yamadutas, they are discussing, like Vishnudutas, they ask, you tell me what is dharma, what is adharma, on what basis you are taking, Ajamila to hellish planet with you. Then Yamadutas, they explain, Prabhupada is explaining, dharma, dharma and adharma. Now Prabhupada says, dharma, they in English dictionary, they defined as, some act of faith. But Prabhupada says, no, this is not an act of faith. Dharma means any activity that will take us gradually to eternity, to be with Krishna, that is called dharma. Any activity that will take us down and down to animal species and hellish planets and all, that is adharma. Yeah? That is adharma. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is given by, Prabhupada says, just like laws of the government. Laws of the government are there. You cannot decide what is the law of the in the country. You have to know what is the law and simply follow. You can't say, I don't believe in laws of the country. So Prabhupada says, it doesn't matter whether you believe or not. Laws of nature are very stringent. Prabhupada is always warning us. Stringent laws of nature. They don't spare anybody in this world. So these stringent laws of nature are applicable. So, somebody who is obedient to the laws of the country, he is free and happy. But somebody who is disobedient, he will be punished. Punished. So I cannot manufacture, my own laws. At the same time I cannot even say, I don't believe. Right? You must know what are the laws of the country and follow. Right? So Shri Prabhupada says this dharma is something which cannot be manufactured by ordinary human beings. In the material world, nowadays modern world, they say, I want to follow my heart. Or Ramakrishna mission people, they say, yatomat tatopat. Whatever path you have taken, that is perfect. Then Srila Prabhupada says, I have taken a path of cutting throat of others. So will it become correct? No. We cannot decide what is dharma and what is adharma. It is already decided by Krishna. We have to learn from scriptures what is dharma, what is pleasing to Krishna, and what is not pleasing to Krishna, and act accordingly. So, this Prabhupada says, these astrologers, Bhrigu Samhita, if you go to Bhrigu Samhita people, they will tell you. You know, they will tell you what is your past life, what were you, you know, and then entire life history, entire all your birth history they will tell. So and so birth, so you are like this, so and so birth, you are like this. There is something called Bhrigu Samhita. Right? Bhrigu Samhita. I heard somewhere in Srinathji, Nadwara, somebody is having this Bhrigu Samhita. He will tell you what are you. So Srila Prabhupada said, somebody asked Prabhupada, what was I in my last life? Prabhupada said, it doesn't matter. Now let us worry about the future. So that's what Prabhupada is saying, that actually if you go to Bhrigu Samhita people, the astrology, they will say what were you and all that. So it is easy to find out what you were. Then guna abhijñāpako, guna abhijñāpako, right? It is that abhijñāna means knowing. So Prabhupada saying that suppose a pig is there. He is eating stool. It means that in the last life, that pig did not have, that soul, did not have the discrimination what to eat and what not to eat. What to eat and what not. So somebody who is not knowing that, who is not having the discrimination what to eat and what not to eat, and who cultivated tamogun, lying down in the stool, and in the dirt, eating the stool and lying down in the dirt, that means, it is indication of tamogun. That means in his last life, that the soul has cultivated tamogun by drinking alcohol, by eating meat, by indulging in illicit sex, by indulging in gambling, eat, drink and make merry. Nowadays modern people's philosophy, eat, drink and make merry. So they believe, the soul believed in that. That is why, because he cultivated tamogun, that is why he became a pig in the next life. But somebody who has become a devata, exhibiting very good qualities, opulence, beauty, all these things. That means he has cultivated a mode of goodness. But Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness movement, we are teaching how to cultivate above mode of goodness. Somebody who is living in brothel houses, slaughterhouse, bar and restaurant, that means that is tamogun. Somebody is working very hard in factories and all, that is, he is cultivating rajogun. And somebody who is living in the forest or in a secluded place, they are cultivating mode of goodness. But somebody is living in the temple, he is cultivating mode of higher, Vishuddha Sattva, Vishuddha Sattva, purified goodness, like that. So, that is why Prabhupada said, we have established all these Hare Krishna temples, so that, people will come, we teach them how to cultivate goodness and raise above goodness also and cultivate, Vishuddha Sattva, so that at the end of the life, we will go back home, back to Godhead. So, Srila Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is saying us, don't worry about your past, don't worry about the future, So let us, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karanaya Vatirna Kalav, Samarpita Munato Jula Rasam, Swabhakti Shriyam, Harihi Purta Sundara Dhitikadamba Sandipita, Sada Hrudekandare, Spuratu Vaha Sachinandana. So Prabhupada says that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is actually giving us blessing that let this Lord Chaitanya stay in your heart. So if Lord Chaitanya stays in your heart, your present also becomes very blissful and your future also becomes very blissful. That is why Prabhupada is saying, Lord Chaitanya is assuring us, don't worry about the past. Because what is the use, of digging the past? But you can make the present very pleasant and future also very pleasant by keeping Lord Chaitanya in one's heart. Why? Because Prabhupada, it's very, very difficult to get Krishna. But now Krishna himself is coming. Krishna himself is coming and telling us, you take me. I'm here. Right? So, you don't worry about the past and this thing. But by taking up this Krishna consciousness, you make your future also perfect, like that. So, we have to learn all these things by becoming very attached to material sense enjoyment. We will be spoiling our future, we can learn from first chapter Bhagavad Gita that Dhritarashtra, in the first verse itself, he established, Mamaka Pandavas Chaiva, Kima Karuvata Sanjaya, my sons are doing, what Pandu's sons are doing, Dhritarashtra, Srila Prabhupada says, Dhritarashtra is the not only materially blind, but he is spiritually also blind. Spiritually also blind. Without knowing the power of Krishna, he was thinking, I have got Bhishmadeva on my side, I have got Dronacharya on my side, I have got this person on side. So if you fight, somehow or other, we will win the war, and then our kingdom we can, usurp, like that. It is my kingdom, it belongs to me. Right? The another meaning of Dhritarashtra means, Rashtra ko bahut jor se pakadne wala. Dhritarashtra. Right? Dhritarashtra. Rashtra ko bahut jor se pakda hai. Isliye usko Dhritarashtra bolte hai. So we also should learn, Dhritapost. Right? We should not become so disturbed, catching hold of the post. We have not come here for that. So, Dhritarashtra became blind, both materially and spiritually. The anomaly is Krishna, he is speaking Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And then Krishna was teaching to Arjuna. By the mercy of Vyasadeva, Sanjaya was, relaying entire episode, live telecast is happening only to Dhritarashtra. Right? So, Dhritarashtra also heard Bhagavad Gita. Right? Dhritarashtra also heard Bhagavad Gita. But it had no impact on him. It had no impact on him. Because he was completely, both spiritually and materially blind. He has to lose everything before he lost his blindness. You understand? He had to lose everything. His 100 sons, his kingdom, all his friends, relatives, everything he lost before he lost his blindness. Even though he heard Bhagavad Gita. Because he's very attached. And then finally, after he became so angry also. So finally, he was actually lamenting so much. I lost my 100 sons, this, that. And because of that, he became very angry also. So in that, Vetaraga Bhayakrodha, that's why we have to lose our anger, our attachment, before we see Krishna. When the Kurukshetra war was over, Krishna left Pandavas, in the Sibir. And he ran very fast to meet Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. So Gandhari, she was known as a very chaste woman. So Prabhupada says, Koyal is very black. But Koyal becomes beautiful because of her very sweet voice. When the Koyal sings, a person may be not good looking. He's ugly. But if he's scholarly, he becomes beautiful. He becomes beautiful. In the same way, a woman becomes beautiful by being a chaste woman. By remaining a chaste, she becomes beautiful. So, Gandhari, she's so very chaste. She's very chaste. So, but when Krishna came,
You know, he is very angry. She was very angry.
Because Krishna came to pacify Gandhari and Dhritarashtra because he was afraid that, you know, Gandhari Mataji, she will curse Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then actually she was ready to curse. Then he went and explained to her, don't curse, you know, that, you know, because the fault is your son's, you know, it's not the fault of Yudhishthira Maharaj. But then Gandhari Mataji said, see, you don't know, you know, the pain of losing a child. You know, koku jaanne ka jo dard hai, tum nahi jaante ho. That is why I don't hold Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, at fault. Because I am holding you faulty. Because if you wanted, you could have stopped the war. So Krishna said, you know, Gandhari ma, how can I tried, I came as a Shanti Dut, you know, but still, you know, your sons did not listen to me. Pandavas were ready to, you know, Pandavas were ready to, you know, just be, accept 5 villages, you know, still, Firvi, you know, if you wanted, you know, if you wanted, you know, you could have stopped the war. That's why I am cursing you, that, you know, your Vamsha also will be, they will fight with each other, Yadu Vamsha will be destroyed. Then Krishna laughed. What is the use, you know? Already we got a curse. You know, you are losing your piety by cursing. Yeah. So, but same Mother Kunti, also, she also lost one son and so many of relatives and all. But still, you know, she was actually, that is the difference between a devotee and an ordinary pious person. You know, Gandhari, she was very pious. But she was also blind to Krishna. She was not able to recognize Krishna. Okay, if I surrender to Krishna, all my troubles will be gone. You know, all my troubles will be gone. No, no, but Queen Kunti was praying, oh, my dear Krishna, please give me all those troubles again and again, again and again. Oh, you know, if I the troubles come, you will be there. I can remember you. If I remember you, there will be no more birth and death. Right? Then he went to this Dhritarashtra. Then he pacified him. Like that. Then all these Yudhishthira Maharaj and all, they came. Yudhishthira Maharaj, they came. She was very angry, you know, especially with Bhima, you know, that because this fellow killed, you know, all my sons, you know, he wanted to take revenge. You know, then he said, please one by one come, you know, I want to embrace you. You know, I want to embrace you. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj went and then he embraced him, then he offered him obeisances, you know, he embraced him. Then he said, next, Bhima, please come, please come. Krishna said, don't go. You know, he indicated, you know, don't go, don't go. So because the Krishna came, you know, before only. He made, you know, a Pratima statue of Bhima, you know, with iron. You know, iron statue. So then he called 2 sainiks. He said, he pushed this iron statue in front of Dhritarashtra Maharaj. And Dhritarashtra Maharaj, because it is said that he has got 1,000 elephant strength, even though he was blind. He is a Kshatriya. So he embraced, you know, thinking that it is Bhima. And then he embraced and so tightly embraced, you know, it was broken into 1,000 pieces. Then he started crying, oh, I killed my Panduputra, Bhima, I killed my Panduputra. Krishna told, my dear Maharaj, you did not kill Bhima. Right? He is here. Then Bhima, he said, Vade Pitaja, I am here. Like that. So, because of this intense attachment, you know, he became so blind, both materially and spiritually. You know, he lost his sense. He lost his sense so much that he was staying in Yudhishthira Maharaj's house and eating food given by Bhimsen, who killed all his 100 sons. You know, all his 100 sons. But Vidura, he came after some time, then he taught him, you know, Krishna consciousness. You are living like a dog. You know, this Bhima, who killed your 100 sons, you know, throwing food, you know, like you are, you know, like if somebody throws to a dog, and then you are eating. Are you not shameless? You know, then he opened his eyes spiritually. Then he went to the forest. Then he did meditation. Then he attained liberation and all that. So, the lesson we learn from this first verse is, do we have to lose everything before we lose our blindness? No, why should we? Right? If you become connected to Krishna consciousness right from the beginning, understand that everything belongs to Krishna. Yeah? Everything belongs to Krishna. Then, you know, we can actually become perfect in Krishna consciousness. Then our future is secured. Our future is secured. That is, but one quality that Prabhupada is saying, in order to become perfect in Krishna consciousness, he is saying that one should be Krishnotkirtana, Vande Rupa Sanatana, Raghu Yugo, Shri Jeeva Gopalako, Krishnotkirtana Gana Nartana Paro, Premamritam Bhonidi, Dhira Adhira Janapriyo, Priyakaro, Nirmatsaro Pujito. Prabhupada saying, Nirmatsaro. You know, one should not be Matsara. You know, Matsara means, Matsara means, Para Utkarshanam Asahanam. You know? Para Ut means somebody is progressing in life. I cannot tolerate. That is called Matsara. So if somebody wants to be a devotee, he must be a Nirmatsara. You know? Then one must be Titikshva Karunika. One must be tolerant. You know, one must be compassionate. Prabhupada always quoted the example of Jesus Christ. Even though they are crucified him, still, you know, he was praying to the Lord. You know, he was praying to the Lord that please, you know, deliver these people. You know, that's why Srila Prabhupada says a devotee should have compassion. Only when he has compassion, then only he will take trouble and preach. Because when you go out for preaching, so many people give you so much trouble. You know, so much trouble. So one has to be tolerant. One should not become angry. Yeah? Because the karmi, even for to speak, even the own father of, you know, Prahlad Maharaj became very angry. Right? Like that. So, we should preach to the people this Krishna consciousness, you know, from becoming, otherwise this modern civilization, they are simply producing, you know, cats and dogs. Right? Like once, you know, God, first it seems some joke, understand? God created donkey, it seems. Yeah. So he has given him lifespan of 60 years. Then a donkey asked, "My dear Lord, why? What mistake I have done that you have given such long span? You know, I don't want to live for 60 years." You know. Then he said, "Why? Because you know, you always carry loads which doesn't belong to you. You carry the clothes." But you are always naked. You know, you are always naked. Like that. So, then donkey asked, "Please give me concession." I said, "Okay, 50% concession. You live for 30 years. Then, then he created dog. You know, then he gave him 40 years lifespan. Dog said, no, I don't want to live for so many years, you know, give me some concession. Said, okay, 50% concession, 20 years, right? Because he's a dog, you know, you eat, you know, food, you know, thrown by master and all, it's not like that. Then he created monkey. You know, you are jumping from one tree to another tree all the time, from one woman to another woman, like that. So, I am giving you lifespan, 30 years. Monkey said, "No, I don't want to live for so long. Give me some concession. No, 50%. Right? So, 15 years. Right? So, then he created man. You know, he created man. Said, "You are very most intelligent. That's why I am giving you only 20 years. You know? So, no, God, 20 years, what will I achieve? You know? Give me longer span of life." Said, "Okay, 20 years you live like a man, 30 years of donkey's life I am giving you, 20 years of dog's life, and 15 years of monkey's life." So we live like a human being only for 20 years. After that you become a donkey. "Oh, I love my wife, I love my wife." You know, "I love my children. You know, I have to take care of my wife." Right. like that. So, so initially, you know, he says, you know, I love you, right? Later on, one wife was asking, Janu, when you sleep, do I come in your dreams? He said, no. I read every day Hanuman Chalisa and sleep. In the beginning they say, you know, at least, you know, let me sleep so that you will come in my dream. Something like that. They write, no? Galib, you know. I'm not getting sleep, you are not there. At least let me sleep so that you will come in my dream. After some, like that. So he will become a donkey for 30 years. Right? Then after that, you become a dog. You know, taking care of property. Right? Then after that, 15 years monkey. You know, monkey, this son says, you know, you can stay for 6 months a year. So after that, 6 months to another son's house. Like that, you know, from one, like a monkey. You go from one house to another house. You know, they don't want to keep you. Like that. So, actually, this human form of life, Prabhupada says, only when you are practicing Krishna consciousness, you will be considered a human being, right? So the Prabhupada is stressing that, you know, devotee should work hard, you know, to give, be compassionate on the people, and you know, teach them to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and lead a life of sanity, you know, come to the temple and all. So this way we can help people and we can help ourselves also. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.